do a test recording?
Very good. Yeah. Test.
I'm talking like the best.
I'll just project a little bit. That's fine. And the rest of you are.
Yeah, so good. The only thing would be him.
Well, I think also you, because you're a little bit quieter. Just slightly quieter.
You're right
but
next
I'm
to
right next to
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it works.
It's right next to
She's
us.
Fine. Do you want to put something underneath it to buffer the dice rolls? We usually do.
I have a leather cloth thing.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Russ, am I taking up too much space here?
No, fine.
Okay.
I don't have my dice today.
Oh, yeah, you
so
do.
I'll have to use this giant thing.
I have...
Are they in here?
Yeah, I've got another...
They're not in there, but
big.
I'll have to use a giant thing. That's fine.
Okay. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
All right, we should be fine. So I'm going to start off with what? We're going to start just a very brief kind of... fly through a lot of things.
Okay.
So one of the last things that happened, not one of the last things that happened, at the end of the summer, we had, at the end of our summer, the party experienced something with Renard. They experienced being sucked in due to a dreamscape hijack. Eros, the stranger, and Kuro got sucked in while Ever and Q were still outside. They helped Renard fulfill his memories, helped him relive it, and they saw what the trauma was at the end. They saw what the legends had wrong. The legends and myths had said that he was a traitor, he was insane, and he tried to take over the kingdom, or he turned against his own kingdom, and the kingdom basically vanished overnight. What they saw was an advancing army, and a doppelganger of Renard's in the throne room, trying to kill the king and queen.
Were they killed?
They were certainly stabbed, and blood was everywhere. But if you remember, they were being pulled behind the throne in a secret passage.
Right.
Now, another thing that happened after that, basically, they helped Renard. They settled him down, and the party trained with various people there.
Right.
After training and kind of finding the next step up, finding them a way to ascend, they were all kind of resting after that. Someone strange from Renard's past showed up. She called herself Greta, and she carried a sack of bread. She introduced herself as Greta, just a farmer. Renard happily dug into this bread, and on eating this bread, he felt insight. Some insight, some kind of drive to the next step. That's where we picked up last week. After meeting Greta, the party basically said, "Yeah, let's go to the gathering. We're ready. We're ready to go." Does anybody remember what happened next?
We saw the white water.
We saw the scrying pool.
That's right.
Right. The scrying pool behind the
Renard's house, basically, right?
Behind Renard's house.
Okay.
And what was particular about the scrying pool? It's not like the scrying pool that the other four people had seen in the tower.
Lots of hands.
A lot of hands holding things, reaching out on the scrying pool. And what was of interest to the party in general, or maybe just the Q?
One of them was a flower that's found in the garden of Q's dad. Which is interesting, so...
Right.
Was it closed in the hand and then opened up when you walked over there?
Yeah, that's what happened.
It was sticking out a little bit, and when Q reached for it,
it opened
and allowed him to take it. What you determined about the scrying pool, after some experimentation, is that... Well, did you determine anything about the scrying pool? I should ask.
Don't touch that shit.
We went to... I know that we talked to, Bella?
You talked to Vel? About
talk to
the flower.
About it.
Oh, we'll talk to Cadence.
Oh.
We'll talk to the priestess.
That's right.
That was,
I couldn't remember who it was.
That was later.
That was later?
That was later. So I'm going to try and... That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm going to reel it back. What was the next thing after seeing the scrying pool? Okay, we're going to go to the gathering. What happened first at the gathering?
We encounter people who try to pick fights with us, but we meet Carlos.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had a battle.
Remember, these guys are rocking
mm-hmm.
out, and they're summoning.
When their singer finally showed up, it got really super.
It got really super bad. But after that, Carlos came in, and he became another controller on the field, and then
he was doing some sort of music drill to pull music away from them to even the battle.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remember. So we meet Carlos,
mm-hmm.
and
Carlos was extremely helpful.
Right.
How are you guys doing?
Carlos was very, very helpful, very open with who he was, and he gave you information very readily, right?
Yes, it's not cool. You guys are really quiet. Who are you?
His name
is Gerald, right?
You were really open
Gerald.
With
yes.
Carlos,
yes.
telling you your name was Gerald.
That's Eros? Gerald DeRoss. Are you Gerald?
We're both Gerald.
You look like a Gerald. I'm going to call you Gerald, right?
I think he was talking to Ever.
Yeah. No, he's definitely talking to Eros.
No, he's talking to someone
else. He was talking to someone else. Are you Gerald?
No,
I think it was Eros.
Tell us your name first.
And Carlos was,
my name?
Was also very
my
open
name.
And truthful.
Come, we must thank you properly for assisting us.
Very important.
My name is Harold.
Is
it?
What?
Okay.
Roll the dice.
17 plus a lot.
Probably like plus
you
ever.
You have a plus 18.
Plus 18.
God.
16.
33.
So, after meeting the very truthful Carlos,
mm-hmm.
and you being very truthful with Carlos,
mm-hmm.
What happened next? You were at the gathering, and you're like, oh, let's get started. Let's get started with stuff. Let's sign up for an event.
We signed up for the ropes.
The ropes.
Right.
We haven't done ropes yet. But then we couldn't
write
until like the next day or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, because we were waiting.
They said that ropes was in a couple of hours.
Right. It felt like the next day. It felt like a whole day had passed when we did all that crazy stuff in the arena.
But it kind of was, wasn't it?
Time passes differently.
Because of the battle royale
mm-hmm.
going on.
Oh, and then we left.
Did we leave?
We went back to the casino.
Mm-hmm. You went back to the casino.
And then stuff happened, and then you go back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So after
mm-hmm.
signing up for ropes,
right.
you explored a little bit. You found tents. One of the things
you
did is you found a tent of the most powerful bards alive. And you found a very helpful individual who had realized that you were touched by the voice. JBJ. The voice.
Oh my god, no.
Hey man, how's it going?
Yeah.
So Eros was very pleased with this. He was, as usual, Eros was very trusting with people around.
Of course.
And you guys tried to get to the Battle Royale and watch what was going on. There were maybe 500 participants, something between 500 and 200 participants in each pen. And as soon as the first Battle Royale started, pen 5 won.
Mm-hmm.
Within like 10 seconds. And by the time you got to Pen 5, you saw charred bodies. Of course, you guys had realized that people don't really die at the gathering because of the way the world works there.
Right, because of the chumps, right? You can buy
right,
back
you,
in.
You can buy back in, as you would later discover is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just resurrect at the end of the day if you're out of chumps.
Right.
So... After teaming up with someone, a kobold, who you met, his name Murray, you teamed up and gathered some information. Wait, no, actually, sorry, I'm skipping ahead. You didn't team up with them quite then. They delayed the last round of the Battle Royale, I believe, to the next day. And they said there would be some extra stuff, you know, a better prize being offered, and some twists, which you later found out to be handicaps. But from there, you went and talked to who? Oh, wait. You had some time.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
So going back to the casino, Kortog wanted to meet with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened at the casino?
We got a little bit of confrontation from Boltzmann. And
yeah, he, like, tackled...
Boltzmann came in, and while Gortog was talking to you, and he was fuming, and he just straight up, like bashed his face in, and Gortog went flying. And Boltzmann summoned tons of crossbows and fired upon Gortog.
Right.
Which, incredible pain. Incredible pain.
He's trying to get him to say something.
Interrogating him. You found out the following information. Or, actually, why don't you tell me what you remember about this confrontation?
I knew this.
What did you find about Gortog? That's what I'm going to say. This is to open to everyone. You got notes, whatever.
He was being paid or something to keep tabs on us.
To scry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And how was he scrying?
Something
in
Eros's
research.
Something
in Eros. He had put something in Eros's butt. Repository.
What was it again? Was it here?
The resetter.
It was a resetter.
Resetter orb.
Which is here.
Which is like in your chest. Yeah. It had a secondary scrying ability, which allowed him to follow your movements and follow what's going on.
Right.
But he did reveal that he was the one who sent for Bella. He was the one who, he was the one who was tipping off people.
And he actually set the situation up so that Eros would provoke Renard.
Because that's what he was told to do.
But he was told to do by the highest bidder.
We don't know who the highest bidder is, and Gortog doesn't know who the highest bidder is.
Yeah, it's an anonymous.
So that's
it's
really super weird.
What are they bidding on exactly?
Gortog's actions. As far as you can tell.
Oh, so they're bidding, but really they're just paying him.
Essentially. But like, if someone has... If
so
someone,
there's a counter bid to get Gortog to do something else.
Counter bids, things like that. Information. So it's possible that you could bid on Gortog.
To get him to do something else.
Do something interesting. But Gortog, as an apology, unlocked something and gave you some items.
Yeah.
Reset your chops.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not at negative 8 million.
Dylan, pass me your ball. Just so you... I don't want you to put your foot in it or anything.
Thank you.
I'm going to put my foot in it.
Okay.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, so... So the general information that you got was that Gortog was acting on the highest bid.
Mm-hmm.
He can't say no to the highest bid. What the party entirely figured out is that Gortog was afraid.
Is that the law? Like, that's all he has to do?
As far as you figured out.
He must abide by.
He is an arbitrator. He's a very neutral party, but he follows the highest bid because he has to. It may be something enforced by the gathering and the casino. It may be enforced by something else. But as far as you can figure out, the highest bid is what controls him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he also mentioned that it wasn't the bid of harm. Whoever was asking you to do these things, or asking him to do these things, wasn't intending for you to be harmed. Meaning that even if you had provoked Renard, for some reason, you were supposed to provoke Renard,
right.
But it wasn't for you to get hurt.
To move something along, maybe.
Well, and Gortog said that harm would cost extra anyway.
Right.
Someone would have to buy harm.
That's how you would know.
And he said, you know what I'm saying? And Era said, no. No. Do you get what I mean? And everyone else said, yeah. Era said, no.
I didn't have the time to pull it back. But yeah. So, after that, Q got a book. A strange book. Boltzmann said, basically, read 2 pages a day. Any more than that, your eyes might bleed.
Probably gonna bleed.
So, you were able to read more of it after you ate the bread.
Right.
Moving on to charity. You went and talked to... You went and talked to the priestess, didn't you? And she was very dodgy with some questions. But she insisted that you do not touch the white water. Which, the feeling that you got from her, though, is that she didn't know much about the white water. And she didn't feel that anyone should know about the white water. Which is why she questioned Ever. She also scried Ever a little bit. Figured out that Ever had had a vision of some sort.
Right. Ever had some experience with the white water.
In a vision.
I have a question. How much of that do I remember?
All of it. So if you ever have any questions about what happened, let me know in out of character. I'll get it. Ever remembers all of that.
Okay.
At the end of it, she was, the moon priestess Cadence was urging you to see a certain individual named Grimbeck the Stick.
Which is, he's right next to the tent. His shack.
Oh, yeah.
Was right next to the tent.
Well, kind of down the street.
A little bit down the street, actually.
I thought it was right next to it.
Yeah, I thought that's my impression. It's like, it was like...
Oh. No, it's just a slight ways. We just went there really quickly.
Oh, okay.
So, slight ways down, you met Grimbeck the Stick. That was a very wonderful interaction. Grimbeck the Stick, I'm going to play some of that because there's some important things. I think it's...
The door,
yeah,
right?
I think it's quite funny. But let's go back to Lunar Priestess. She gave information about Whitewater, don't touch it. Any other questions? You had questions about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Q went first, spoke about... Kuro went first. Kuro talked
about...
Yeah,
Kuro. Everyone was going to leave. And then Kuro went through a long thing of consulting about dreams. And he told his dream about that there was this beast with many mouths summoned by cultists. And the priestess seemed to react to this in a strange way when he described the dream. And the beast with many mouths ate the cultist and the lead like cult priestess or whatever. And but Cadence denied that she knew anything, although there was some strange reaction from her. And then I think the stranger told his sad dream about a sad man who hanged himself and no one, you know, believed in his ideas. No one believed in his ideas.
Hang himself.
In the library or something?
It was just a dream about a man hanging himself. I don't believe
it
was about in the library. I don't think it was in the library, but it may have been. So it's not incorrect, but I don't think it was part of the information.
Okay.
And then Q told his dream about going into somebody else's dream using Dreamscape Hijacker. That's what it's implied, because he woke up with like the powder all over him. You know, he was choked. Somebody saw him,
right.
And he was the one who was in actual pain.
This is where we're talking about the dreams that we all had that weren't our dreams.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So then, Ever dreamed about the amphitheater.
That's right. You saw the end of the world.
Wait, Eros dreamed about...
I will reread it right now, so I know exactly what it is.
Guy and this mount thing.
What kind of mount?
Was it a wolf? Okay. They were hunting something? Or were they being hunted? They were hunting something. Yeah. And then the wind started to blow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
But only Kuro, the stranger, and Q talked about their dreams.
Yeah.
To the moon priestess. She reacted strangely to each of them, although the stranger's was a little bit less. She said, sounds like you know who you're talking about, or you know, you're familiar with this person,
okay,
who you're talking about. Which is, the stranger decided, oh, I understand. No, he didn't, but he thought he did, and he was going to ponder it. After that...
Good luck with that.
You went to, you know, talk to Grimbeck the Stick, who was very odd, had a halberd... Was wearing plate armor.
He's gonna totally wreck us.
But what was really strange about Grimbeck the Stick? You
nothing.
Remember?
Nothing fit.
Nothing fit.
Didn't make sense. It seemed like he was out of place, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like he had no idea what he was doing.
Right.
But he was doing something.
But he was doing it just perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm going to cut back.
Wasn't he too skinny for the armor?
Yep.
Anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. But something about Grimbeck the Stick. That you later figured out, like, there's something familiar about him, though, right?
He looks like the other guy, right?
He looks like someone you met.
From the gallery?
He looks like Sunu Vivian.
Yeah.
Right. You're part of that group. What's that guy? What's the group called that he's part of?
There's no title.
There's no title. Who are the other people? The gnome, not the gnome, the tinkerer
yeah.
guy.
Yep.
Yeah,
gnome.
It is a gnome.
The gnome tinkerer. Okay.
Yep. There's that's whatever his face is.
Super hot girl.
We'll talk about that in a second. Let's go through.
Furry. You like the little tiny wings.
Are you just sitting as normal?
This is when Ever goes back to talk to the priestess.
What's behind the door? Where's behind the door?
There's a door behind Greg.
A door. What door?
Any other place.
What other place?
Where the fence is.
Should be a door.
Fast forward just a little bit. There shouldn't be a door. She denied knowing anything about it. She locked eyes with Ever and said, I don't know what's behind the door. But Ever insisted that he believed that the Moon Priestess knew. And the Moon Priestess stopped talking to Ever.
But he said,
we should go. She stops and turns. And starts doing things.
Meanwhile,
there's a ton of shit in here. Look at all this.
Time up. Here, draw. Here, all right.
Draw.
Here, drawing contest? I can do this.
That's
he funny. Starts drawing really, really nice pictures.
Yeah.
In like, just
wow.
scratching it with his halberd.
That's great.
No, hold. I'm not saying again.
Yes,
I will draw as well.
Right, round two, drawing contest. There's too much
stuff.
The stranger, if you remember, the stranger tried to scry about the white water as well. The stranger used his book, and he got a picture of the moon with five people around it, five stick figures. I'm going to pause this for a second. The stranger used five storms on the book. Remember, he can scry with that or something and learn something new. He saw a picture of the moon with five stick figures around it. Turn the page. A very vivid picture of the scrying pool that you guys found.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the page, and just very basic symbol of water.
Yeah. It wasn't very helpful.
No, there was no information about it.
Ever immediately went to the door.
To the door?
Yes.
This is a cold door, and it's blocked off, and there's a pile of things there.
Okay.
And they've been trying to move things, but some things are really heavy.
And one thing is like a movable or something?
Is it like a statue?
Hugh has hit something that cannot move.
Dude, just push his line.
You can do a test of floating.
Okay.
Because there's floating plow, actually.
Yeah.
Try to make it go down.
Try to make the ground
go down.
Not a bad idea. It's too dense here. It won't even crack.
What do you feel?
I'm going to try to figure out where it's made of.
All right, Eros, you and I. Here's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're going to ram the door down.
All right,
here we go.
Okay. So along the brilliant ideas.
Why don't I shoot the door? Drawing.
Because what is shooting the door going to do?
Vergak has drawn an elaborate picture with just the basic end of his halberd. It's like the halberd is... This is just an enormous picture. The stranger has drawn a moon with five stick figures around it. And then he draws water.
Throws the thing over.
Ever trying to figure it out?
Trying to be sneaky. It's not sneaky at all. He will grow all the time, too.
It's like... Okay.
Girl will
recognize this as reinforced material that is primarily used in temples.
Girl will attempt to assist.
The ground is really hard to move. Are you trying to sink the ground?
Sink the ground and also detect the...
It's really loud.
all this movement is really loud and cracking. And then, and Granddad is not paying attention. He's drawn this elaborate mural and just like, and he's shaded it in perfectly. Every can't help but speak.
Charles is so unhelpful.
Charles is something very useful right now.
This is
the
best.
You're going to last the best thing that Eros has
done. Hey,
Ever goes over and talks to him on the shoulder.
Hey, you want to spar too? Let's go.
Can you help us open the door?
Before we continue, we must.
The door's open.
He points over to the.
No. Could you move some of
the back door.
Help us move some of the things over there. Then we can continue with the match.
He turns and looks at the door.
This is your door.
I'm just still trying to sleep.
This is my
door.
He stays again. What?
That door.
Who's next?
The doors.
Yes, you are going up against this, there.
Where?
He turns again.
This contest is...
Looks dazed. What? Who's next?
Okay. You're going up against me. Eros is going to stand in front of the door. We're going to do a charging contest, okay?
Charging contest.
You're going to charge me.
Charge
and if you can hit me,
all right,
then you're good. But you gotta go full force, and you gotta close your eyes. Here we go.
Okay, full force. Full force.
Straight here.
Okay,
straight
here.
Right, all right,
straight at you. Very well, begin.
So, do you clear it out of the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
He charges right at Eros with his halberd in front of him.
Eros is gonna try to, like...
We roll out, ready to roll acrobatics.
Okay. It's gonna be 23.
He runs up, goes, ah! And as soon as he steps in front of the door, he runs up the door and along the ceiling. So he's like a foot off the ground. His head is a foot, not a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
He's like, he's charging, he charges, and he charges back. And he ends up, he walks like past the other door, ends up in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You missed me! Ah! Gotcha.
You got me.
I got you.
This was about the point where everyone just completely gave up after seeing this. They were just like, alright, you got
me. You hear the resignation?
You got me.
It was awful.
So the party left
mm-hmm.
and went back to the gathering.
Right.
We're going to basically go and fast forward through the next few parts.
Okay.
Because the most important information, you know, we've gone through a lot of important information, but stuff that they learned at the gathering is not as important. There was the Battle Royale, which you observed with Murray. With Murray's help, you were watching the Battle Royale, and you watched...
There's a guy on the silver thing?
Yeah. Murray was the kobold, the technomancer of some sort,
mm-hmm.
who was floating around on a cylinder or an orb, who you would later fight.
Right.
During the Battle Royale, you observed the six people that you were following around. Five who were standing around and met up with Greta, actually. They were all handicapped in some way. Offlet Tyrus, the gnome tinkerer of some sort, was asleep.
Right.
Darastia, the very beautiful girl that Eros was following around, he would later figure out as a succubus. She was standing in the corner. Brother Zerdan was supposedly unable to attack physically. Silva, the half-elf, took one of her quarterstaffs and used it very spear-like fashion. She's unable to cast anything. Sunuo the Ink was blinded. That was nothing for him because his tattoos opened their eyes. And Greta was chained to an enormous rock. Which was apparently no problem for her, because she called down lightning and split the rock. The chains were still intact, but you remember she punched lightning as well, charring bodies just as you have seen them. Kuro was hit, was just instinctually hit, by an enormous divine wave when that happened. And that's when everybody started moving, including Ocklet, who was asleep. Auto defense system went into play, and he sliced people's knees. Without, it was just the auto defense system. At this time, I'd like to ask you as players and as party members, who was most interesting to you? The stranger was a little annoyed with Darastia, but found Suna very interesting. Suna very interesting, because he was another monk.
Q hates Auklet.
Q hates Auklet for the crudeness of this.
It's so brutal. It's unnecessary.
Who did Q like watching?
Q likes watching Greta.
Who did Eros dislike?
Dislike?
Anybody who wasn't Dara?
I was about to say that.
And dislike anyone specifically, though. With reason. No.
Okay.
He didn't care about anyone.
It didn't even matter because there was...
It didn't even matter because the other Dara was so hot.
Okay. How about Ever or Kuro?
Ever doesn't like Dara, finds her extremely discomforting.
Remember, Dara looked at Ever and something stopped. It stopped being as uncomfortable.
Yes. And I don't know.
Okay.
In particular.
No one else.
Likes, yeah.
No one else at that point. How about Kuro?
Yeah. So Kuro is best friends with Brother Zerdan, obviously. They're best friends. They're always bowing to each other. Yes. Yes. Good sir. Hello, good sir. Hello.
Blessed Morgan.
There's, yes, indeed. Indeed. Yes, indeed. He doesn't like Darastia. Because he's picked up on the idea that she's a succubus. So he's being very reserved about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is very respectable to him, but he doesn't know why this is being very reserved about it.
So that was the Battle Royale. Then he fought with
Murray.
He fought with Murray. And
the bootleg Battle Royale that Murray set up.
Yeah. Where was that again?
Just like in the
Murray
middle.
Just cleared a space.
Just in the middle of the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He cleared a space and he formed the land and stuff.
Right, like trees and stuff.
Yep.
And a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
We were saved.
You were...
Oh, no.
You were helped a little bit.
We're...
Oh, God.
Nope.
Didn't happen.
Nope. We didn't.
So the party is in...
We did fine.
The party is in denial.
Yep.
That, Two figures came down from the sky.
No.
And transferred a huge amount of chops to the party's account, resurrected the party, and these valiant figures joined the party in battle.
You're making me sick.
Q, Lutari! You can't lose to anyone!
I would rather die.
You're my rival!
I would rather die. Right now, please just leave me to die.
You can't lose to anyone, Q. Lutari.
I don't want to lose
except
anymore. Mom, I give
the
up.
The rival.
I'm gonna give up, Mom. Sorry, I failed you.
Isn't that right? The stronger.
No, that's stupid.
Oh.
So, with their assistance, come on, let's do it. We have to use Booming Blade.
No, don't do that. That's your.
We have to use Booming Blade.
You're ruining everything.
I'll back you up!
You don't even have a sword.
Ready? Booming! Come on, Q!
No.
Booming! Come on, Q!
Okay, I'll do it.
Booming!
Booming!
Booming! Booming!
Blade!
Blade! Blade! Blade! Blade!
don't care anymore. Just no more.
And the booming blade was really powerful.
Because the sphere was weak against sonic attacks, apparently.
And boosted by performance.
Boosted by performance, baby.
And Eros was caught in the blast.
Eros was caught in the blast.
Oh, yeah.
So, ending their battle, no longer with Murray and Rory, but with Murros and Murro. Remember that the orb became Murro.
Oh, yeah.
And, or no, I believe, no.
Yeah, Murro and...
Murro, the orb became Murros, and part of the orb absorbed Murray and became... No, that was Murro, and then the other part was Murros.
Yeah.
Dealing massive damage and you were complaining about it.
Yeah.
Thank God he didn't turn into Muradin. That would have been really terrible.
So, after that one, someone else got involved.
The juggler.
Well, after the battle, they were walking away.
Oh, right.
And,
oh,
and
right.
Then all of a sudden, the stranger started
oh, shit.
Trying to knock everybody down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was nuts. That was crazy.
The stranger, are you going to play the clip, or?
I'm not
Didn't
sure.
Eros almost
no.
die?
Eros had very few hit points.
Eros was very, very down.
Because Eros got hit in the blast.
Right.
The booming blade blast.
Blade.
He had just regained all his hit points.
Yeah.
He lost them
oh,
all.
Oh, that
again.
Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was like, I'm going to stand
that
up.
Time.
Yeah.
And then the stranger. Yeah. And then the stranger suddenly noticed something and began, Eternal Mountain, right? Eternal Mountain, I think. And he was trying to knock everybody prone.
Didn't Eros try to.
Everybody.
Let the
just
stranger
it, yeah,
knock them
down. Knocked
down
except for Eros. I was like, no. Eros said, no, I'm not gonna. No. And
so,
the stranger.
Took like 50
damage.
Yeah.
50 damage, but then Eros. Ever was trying to get Eros to heal. Eros didn't spend the healing surges. Or was about to when this happened.
Right.
So Eros just knocked unconscious under the disc.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
stupid. But we had this really cinematic battle with, like, a giant, like, almost, like, desert storm.
Yeah, there's a swarm of household
flying
items.
Objects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was just picking up everything.
Yeah, a sandstorm,
really
like, a sandstorm except it's household items.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just coming
Everyone's
closer.
Trying to get to the center, trying to get the
and
storm
And
Koro
used his Enter the Crucible to walk towards the center.
And when Eros was finally revived, he got up and immediately ran in and got knocked unconscious again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was taking 20 to 30 ongoing.
No, because it was increasing damage.
It was increasing damage.
I didn't understand that.
Why are the optics getting bigger?
But five people were helping him.
Right.
Not just five, but like other, also the stronger was there.
Yeah.
Right.
So Brother Zergan grew in size.
Yeah, everyone was trying to.
It increased in size past his normal frost giant height.
Right.
So he was over 30 feet, and then he was over 60 feet.
Right, so.
And he was able to cover Kuro with his palm and help decrease the damage.
So we all get to the. We eventually stop the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, there was a planned float up with a tensor's floating disc and
yeah.
drop something.
But we get the storm to die down, and then we find out that the stranger knows the guy. And it happens to be, like, one of the strange, like, he's a student of the stranger's grandfather. That's the most important thing I think we learned.
And the storm was, he was just juggling.
He was just juggling.
Wasn't he in a dream?
He was
sleeping. In a trance or something.
Or was
he was sleeping.
A nightmare or something?
He was just straight up sleeping.
Straight up sleeping.
Yeah.
But it was a bad dream.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
No. He was just asleep and he happens to juggle when he sleeps.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. But then we went into the thing, didn't we?
No, not this dream.
How did we know that he was dreaming?
Because he woke up and it slowed down.
Oh, right, that's right.
Also, you realize this because no psychic attacks are working on him, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Then we,
Then you went back to the casino.
Yep, and we're talking with our five individuals. We're paired up right
what
now.
What were the five pairs?
So, I'm with Suno of the Ink.
I was talking to Silva.
Okay.
Casino.
Do you remember who you were with?
Who was I with?
You were disappointed because Garcia immediately swept in and brought the stranger away.
Right. So who's Eros with?
Try using process elimination here.
So Koro was with Brother Zerdan because they're having
right. they're best
pleasant
friends.
Pleasant tea time and talking about bread.
Right. Brother Zerdan.
Suno.
Silva.
Garcia.
The gnome guy?
Yes.
What's his face?
Auclid Tyrus.
Auclid. Oh,
He gave Q something earlier, like a couple cogs, and he also gave some stuff to Eros.
Yeah.
If you would please go to the Guiding Force HQ.
Yeah.
If you need me to bring it up on my computer for you.
No, I'll just grab my... Let me pull it out and start it.
Not every conversation was finished.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
I think we almost finished.
It was almost finished. But let's do it like this. This is where we'll pick up. Because that's where we left off. Now, so the... Okay, so we'll pick up there. Auckland had passed out, but his backpack started moving him. Like spider-like legs climbed out and lifted him, and he was following Eros, who probably went back to the center. The stranger was waving people over.
Before we start, I need to pee and...
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's take a break here.
Right, take a break.
Where the hell is this?
Your private.
But... May as well do it aloud.
Yeah.
We'll
do it that side.
It's recording now.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the stranger tells everyone in his headset.
We are ready to meet up. I have something to discuss with you.
And Darcy also seems to contact him. So, head towards the center. Are there any conversations that need to be completed?
Yes. So, Q leans over. He's beginning to walk with Sunu, and he says, "Well, the doppelgangers I'm talking about is quite interesting because I think I have found somebody who looks exactly like you, minus the tattoos."
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. I haven't met my own doppelganger before, and I was wondering if it was possible if you could possibly meet him.
Meet? Sorry, what?
Like, you two meet together and just confront each other.
That would be interesting.
I would like to see that, because he seems to be some sort of type of person that's under, like, a spell of some sort. He can't see...
A spell? Really?
Yeah, like he... Like an illusion. He can't see the things that we've seen, and he just refuses to give us information. Kind of like, if you think of any sort of incantation that prevents one person from, like, noticing a reality.
Sunu nods, and he says, "I can think of many."
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was wondering if doppelgangers meet, something happens. I've never seen it tested before. I've never seen any research on it.
I don't think doppelgangers in particular, but I would bet that... pauses and thinks about what he's saying. I bet we can figure out something.
Okay, cool. That can be figured out in the long run. I'm sure you need to go. You're very busy.
Yeah, I have to take care of some things first, but...
Thank you for the information, and thank you for these books.
Of course. You can contact me when you need. You'll figure out how to.
Sure.
Aqua Tyros is in no condition to talk to Eros, because Auckland is passed out, and his backpack, spider-like thing, is just going ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, following Eros. And sometimes bumping into him. Every time it bumps at him, like a dagger comes up, determining that there's no threat. Does Kuro have anything else to say to Brother Zerdan? Brother Zerdan and Kuro were exchanging pleasantries.
Yes, and Kuro, the last action was trying to resist eating the bread.
And then he failed.
And he ate a big bite of bread.
It's just really delicious bread.
So is the bread.
Ow.
Is there anything else that ever wanted to talk to Sol about?
I have not quite finished reading this. So just give me...
Okay.
I'm almost done.
No problem. I see it. Do you want to clarify anything that happened with Auckland? He gave you something? A couple of things.
Eros definitely took all the crap that Auckland gave him. Eros is now going to attempt to take anything else that he can from Auckland. He's past that, right?
Yeah.
Let me try that.
That's a bad idea.
Am I with anyone?
You're with Auckland, who keeps bumping into you. Every time Auckland's thing bumps into you, daggers come out of his backpack.
Oh my god, why?
And then they slide back in, realizing that there's no immediate threat.
Don't do that.
What the hell is... Eros is going to walk away.
It keeps following Eros.
Oh, man, you know?
It's following Eros. It looks like it's following Eros back to...
All right, Eros is going to try to talk to it. Excuse me.
He's talking to the backpack or the person?
Auklet. Auklet's backpack. Okay. Eros. Auklet. No, he's gone. He's tired. Fuck. Okay. Eros is gonna run away.
Eros, are you lost?
Hello?
Hello.
The backpack goes to the center where the stranger is and with Dara.
Good. Oh, Eros is... Where... Does Eros see Dara?
Yeah.
Oh, Eros is gonna go over there.
Okay. Auklet is now between Dara and Eros.
What's up, Dara?
She moves around.
How you doing?
Hey, I got something for you.
You can suck my boss.
She completely ignores this. This, she's rummaging in a bag. What is... Do you need a moment?
Okay. What's going on?
People are meeting up in the center.
Oh, yeah.
And you may have overheard Sunu talking to Q. Q basically saying, I'd like you to meet your doppelganger.
Right, right.
It'd be interesting. And Sunu hesitates when he's saying, it's like, we can figure something out, but I'm pretty sure doppelgangers don't work like that. Is there anything that Silva and Ever talk about, or do they walk in silence? You can also ask them questions.
Okay, so as I walk back, Ever just asks where they're going. Because one of the last things is that she said was that they're planning to leave.
We have to head back.
Where?
To where we came from, shall we say. It's... Carnival is a different place from where we came from. And she motions towards Q. It's the same place where he comes from. We just need... We have duties to fulfill. But I'll try to visit as often as I can. Dara hands you a weird-looking doll that looks exactly like her, except not as curvaceous.
Oh, I'm gonna take that.
She says, here, yeah. She puts it right on your shoulder.
Oh.
And you feel it latch onto your shirt.
In a good way?
It just holding on.
Nice.
So now you have a mini succubus on you.
Oh, that's hot.
It's not curvaceous.
I'm down.
It's just like, it looks like, it really looks
Ever
like a doll.
Tries to take it.
Is it foxy?
It's basically this.
It's very like lol. I was gonna say lolly like. It's very chibi like, yeah.
Is it foxy?
It looks rather attractive.
It's just cute.
Hell yeah!
It's just cute.
Yeah, but there's
I take it off or no?
Did you try it?
Yeah, let me try to just
something like this tiny hand slaps it.
Oh jeez. This is gonna be a problem in the future, but Eros doesn't think that far ahead, so it's okay.
So what does this do, Dara?
It's just a gift.
Why?
Eros does the eyebrows. What do you mean?
Have you seen how often he gets into trouble?
Is it a scrying object? I'm gonna try to figure out.
I can see through it.
Okay.
Just help him out. Trust me on this. You guys have an event soon, right?
Yeah.
The stranger told me.
Oh.
Hello?
Brother Zerdan is also eating, he has a handful of it. It's very good bread. Oh. Yes! And after the five of them meet up, they're like, all done? They nod and say, we'll be back. We'll see you around.
Let us know what's going on.
Dara points at the stranger, says, keep those things in mind, right? And you, don't try to lose that. You're not gonna lose it.
Easy.
She walks off.
Catch you later.
Let us know what's going on.
Optimus.
Let us know what's going on.
The stranger? You're talking to the stranger?
No, the,
Oh, the suit. Yeah. We'll keep in touch for sure. Well, and Dara turns to them as they're walking. Do we have to leave immediately? They have an event coming up. Maybe even two. The stranger turns to the rest of the party and says,
I have heard very many things from Dara Steer. She is very... We compared dances, and dancing is very... it bothers, but it is not badly intended.
It's just a weird form of dancing? Her dancing?
She explained to me, the succubuses are hypnotic in many ways.
Correct.
And it is bad for some people.
What?
Succubus?
Succubus?
Yeah.
Eros, watch out!
No!
On your shoulder!
But she's hot.
Oh! She's got you. I must exercise.
No,
it's okay. You're just fine. You're just a gift. So, ignoring this, Kuro, the
streets are continued. But Barristia told me that chops are very useful here.
Isn't it always? I mean, casino,
yes,
carnival.
She emphasized that you could buy anything.
But isn't it usually by random, or is it, we can earn prizes,
and
can't we?
And you can buy anything.
He's thinking about this alone.
But she compared it to a rogue. To Eros, actually. Saying that it would only work once or twice, and then it would fail.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
I
can understand
that.
I believe
it was an element of surprise. And we can talk to the gathering and the casino from anywhere.
Someone please translate this. I have no idea what he's saying.
So, no.
Arbitrator.
Stand still, Eros. Eros.
When is...
Stand still.
The next battle. You hear a light voice. Next battle is in 15 minutes.
What's the event? Ropes?
Arbitrator, when is ropes?
Ropes is in 30 minutes.
Oh,
what
great.
The...
We will have enough time to do the other one before we go to ropes.
You want us to battle the other one?
We're never going to do ropes.
No, just a little bit more. Arbitrator. Delay ropes.
No!
The stranger hears a number. Except payment?
No!
Except ropes delayed by 30 minutes.
I'm assuming...
Fourth delay happened. Yes. Arbitrator, what is the next battle?
Next battle is wizard battle.
What are the rules for wizard battle?
You must be a wizard.
Fuck!
Arbitrator. Q.
Uh-huh.
Are you a wizard?
No.
But you do magic.
Yes.
That is close enough.
Are you sure?
No. Arbitrator, enlist puzzle party in wizard battle.
Why is... No one here casts magic
Axis
except me.
I cast magic.
I can't cast...
Access denied.
See, that's just... why did you delay...
Arbitrator, add 5 fake wizards to puzzle party. Payment accepted, yes.
Where are you getting the money from?
The stranger is spending it from his own...
Eros doesn't care anymore. Everything's fine.
Eros, stand still.
No. Eros is still dodging and weaving.
What class is Q?
Sword Mage.
Arbitrator, enlist Puzzle Party in Wizard Battle.
Puzzle Party enlisted.
Okay.
So you can literally do anything. You can just do whatever you want.
You can do anything with chops. Yes.
Arbitrator...
I want to try something very important.
All right.
Okay. Arbitrator, I would like to cast Silence on Eros in the puzzle party.
300 chops.
Get the fuck... Arbitrator, I'm going to undo his arbitration.
Arbitrator, repair brain damage.
12,000 chops.
Ever tries to contact the arbitrator... silently, without speaking aloud.
Works.
They're also going to try to do that, but like that.
Eros fart.
Okay.
It works, though.
Arbitrator, 1 glass of fiber drink.
2 chops.
Very well.
It appears in front of you and floats.
Here you go, Eros.
Thank you.
Stand still now!
No.
He almost got them.
Alright, we have Arbitrator. When is Wizard Battle?
Less than 15 minutes.
Let's.
Why are we going to do the battle? Do we get anything out of it?
Donastia,
did a fortune telling with her cards and said that if we beat Smoke and Mirrors in this one...
Smoke and Mirrors is in this one?
We will beat Smoke and Mirrors in the next one.
Smoke and Mirrors is in Rogues 2?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Fun?
Smoke and Mirrors is the ones that are kicking everyone's asses.
Tiefling.
Right?
The Tiefling party.
And we are going to fight them
yes.
in the wizard thing with, how many wizards again do we have in the party? Zero. We have this guy.
All
are you a
we
wizard?
Need to do is pretend to be wizards.
Like
yeah,
all
that's
of us?
So easy.
Ever asks Arbitrator in his head if we can buy 5 wizard hats.
5 chops.
Eros gives his wizard hat to the stranger. So
the stranger is wearing both wizard's hats. He's very excited.
Yeah.
Well,
you understand.
Okay. Let me get this straight. So we're gonna.
We should go to. Who will help us the most with disguise? Do we know any wizards? We know wizards. Let us go to Carnival.
Okay.
The stranger
okay.
is very excited.
This is performance in its highest.
I'm just gonna, you know what?
The stranger.
You're onto something, buddy.
Doesn't know where he is, but he asks Evan, "Where is Boltzmann?" Okay, so the stranger is following Evan's instructions in going to Boltzmann.
No, I'm gonna follow the stranger.
Okay.
Should wear your hat. Honestly.
So, when you right. arrive at Boltzmann's shop.
Kulatari!
Yes.
What can I do for you all today?
We need to disguise ourselves as wizards.
Why? We are in a contest, a wizard battle, and we will battle as wizards.
That's the best part, is that I'm the only one who can use magic. I'm not even a wizard.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
Also, Air Professor.
Ever is purple. Ever has a purple.
Air Professor, there is an Arisite pay on Eros Ye's holder, say.
As Boltzmann looks over.
Holder, say.
What's up, Boltz?
The doll on the shoulder slides down slightly and holds him to the back. It's directly behind.
Alright. This was a gift from.
What? How will I help? With this making you into wizards.
Just make us wizards.
Do you have any materials that you can give him?
Well, let's
see. After a moment of rummaging around, you're aware that you have about 5 minutes left.
Guys, we gotta go.
And he has a bunch of robes and a bunch of fake beards.
Everyone put the robes and the beards on. Let's go.
Hey, Boltz. Got anything,
You can take a bathroom around here? You can take anything in my shop.
Oh, so I'll have to sneak around and steal it on the way to the bathroom?
There are some, like, weird-looking staves. They're clearly not, like, well-made, because this is, like, an archery shop.
Yo.
But, like, by unstringing a bow, you can get, like, a twisted-looking hook of a... Like...
Now, I believe that if we just do what we would normally do, and look like wizards, people will believe it.
So we're gonna be.
I mean, you could be a really low level wizard who can only use your crossbow.
Boltz, you got anything that's gonna make me look like a wizard?
Yes.
But I can also use my crossbow bolts without looking like an idiot.
No, he's adjusting the robes on you.
Mm.
These robes are very too long. But you could hide the crossbows inside the robes,
it's like
inside the sleeves.
It's like you're casting crossbows.
And simply lift up. Hold on a moment. I have been playing around with these. The dry hands.
Okay.
Put some on the ends of the crossbows, and then hold them up and see.
Okay, so Eros is going to attach them to the end of his crossbows, or crossbow.
Yeah.
And he's going to put his arm into the sleeve. And the hand is going to stick out. So now there's a hand on the
like, what does it look like? It looks like hands like this.
Okay.
So it's a very small hole where crossbow bolts are.
These giant hands.
How does it look, guys?
They're the wrong color.
I believe this is excellent.
This is gonna
now,
work.
Everybody, we must hurry.
Now put on your clothes and everything. Yes, let's get ready.
I give back my hat, Strange.
Arbitrator.
Yes.
Teleport us to the wizard battle.
100 tops.
I'll accept the payment.
We can take it out of the party account.
Hmm.
A party account.
If we all do it.
You arrive just in time for... You arrive just in time as the wizard battles. Right? You appear on the field. You see hundreds of other wizards.
Other wizards.
They all have pointy hats, right?
No, we're a bunch. Many of them look like normal traveling wizards. And you stand out as five
like Disney
giant and giant beards. The beard drips down to Ever's torso.
It's very clear that there's a gap between them.
Yeah, it's just kind of hanging off slightly.
There's a string.
Yeah.
And then Eros's hands are just like
the wrong color
hands. The wrong color, and when he puts a
giant
hand, he puts them down, they're just
added. They're like this.
Yeah, they're like that. Always.
And for some reason, the sleeves are sticking out.
So stupid.
You see a countdown of 30 seconds.
Now, prepare yourselves. We will fight as wizards, but. Wizards can do pretty much anything, right, Kim?
Right.
Yes. So we just do what we do.
But we just look like wizards.
And we look like wizards.
And you're brilliant. This
then
is so stupid.
Then we will win the wizard battle.
Oh my god.
I believe we should have some identities as wizards.
Okay.
Who would like to be the wizard of the mountain?
That's gonna be
that sounds
you.
Like you.
I will be the wizard of the mountain. Who will be the wizard of the plains? Plains wizard.
That sounds kind of boring.
That sounds like you.
The stranger?
I would be the wizard of the wind.
Very good. Who will be the wizard of the forest?
Ever, I think that's you.
Who will be the wizard of the city?
I could take that one.
Who will be the wizard of the coast?
The coast?
Yes.
No one here. Nope.
Very well, Eros will be the wizard of the coast. Our powers combine.
No. 30 seconds have been off. You stand in the middle of a. There's all kinds of. There's ruins. There's all kinds of. This crazy place is crazy.
Oh.
You see a large group lined up in a formation. You note that all of them have their hoods up, but they're very pointy at a certain part of the hood.
Hello, smoke and mirrors.
Hello. They're in the distance.
Ever makes sure that his hat is pointy.
The hat is very pointy.
Okay, I know how to do this.
Please imagine, if you will, the five members of the puzzle party in their giant wizard hats and beards as other wizards here begin. Smoke and Mirrors has cast something already. It is an enormous fireball, which melts the ground under about 50 to 100 other wizards. And you hear their cries as the ground melts underneath them and it sears them.
Ready? Yes. Let us begin. But perhaps we should hold off.
That's what I was about to say. In order to survive in massive amounts of battles,
Arbitrator,
we should have lost.
Invisibility. Whole party, 5,000 chops accepted.
Oh my god.
Eros is dying on the inside.
The party, you see yourselves fade out, and no one else is moving towards it. But you see the formation of smoke and mirrors. They are clearly, they know exactly what they're doing. He would recognize it as...
How many of them are there?
There's at least 150 of them.
Jeez.
Just like in a tight-knit group. And they're patrolling and watching. You see the mid of them definitely summon casting, things like that. Fire imps are popping up. Then fire warriors are walking alongside them. Elementals, all kinds.
Very smart.
and they're patrolling the outside. When someone, when another group comes in, you see a group of Ganassi lightning, riding like essentially lightning beasts come in. A wave of like lava comes and wipes it out. It solidifies on top of it.
They have the advantage of the reason for more magic.
Oh.
Yeah. Not worry, we have magic as well. We are wizards, after all.
Oh, man. I don't understand.
We are wizards.
Eros regrets most of what just happened.
We are wizards.
We're wizards.
The wizard of the wind. The wizard of the forest. Wizard of the mountain. The wizard of the city. The wizard of the cold.
I have no idea where you're talking about.
Wizard of the ghost!
Roll for initiative.
Everyone's just yelling. Like, everyone's just yelling.
Ah! Wizard!
Oh, shit.
Who would like to keep track of initiative?
I'm borrowing you, thanks.
Yeah, I'm the best.
No. I don't know where mine are. Okay, this is not gonna work. I'll roll again. Okay, close enough. Thank you. 29. Am I keeping track of it?
Sure.
Alright, Eros 29.
Not yet.
Uh-huh. Strangers is
37 actually.
Kuro. 25. Ever.
22.
Okay.
Please note that this is the general cinematic battle.
Okay.
But turns will be taken. Don't worry about ranges, I will explain things as necessary.
Okay, out of character, did the bread restore anything?
Restored some health. You were able to use healing surges plus like 5 and stuff.
Okay.
In terms of powers and such. Well, you had not an extended rest, but a short rest.
Short, yeah. So encounter powers are restored.
Can I just go get soda?
Yep. Break time, guys. Field, in a very straight kind of line, the stranger with his chest puffed out and his robes open because he doesn't know how to close the robes and they just don't stay closed.
Or any other clothing.
Right. So you can see his six pack.
Yep.
Imagine the montage from the side. You see the hats. You see the beards.
Billowing in the wind.
You see the giant ass hands. Smoky Mirrors is on the move on the
We're
side.
You're invisible, right?
You're invisible currently. They've split into groups of 20.
Okay.
There's so many of them.
Okay, so they're in groups of 20. And they're in squads. Everyone watch out. Don't get trapped within certain squads. If they surround us, we're not going to be able to do it.
Stranger, Eros... No, it's combat initiative or...
Yeah.
Right. Stranger, Eros, Kuro, Ever-Q.
As the stranger suggests that we wait till everyone has started doing things.
Yes.
And then we just kind of jump in.
We need to keep moving, though. Otherwise, we're going to get caught in the blast.
Let's not
get caught in the blast.
You see a blizzard forming in one area, and you see fire, like, fighting against it. And both fire keeps moving.
Should we stay together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If we lose track of each other, we can't see each other. So.
Oh, can we see each other?
It's a little bit ghostly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we can see the ghost.
But no one else sees
us.
It's like seeing us out of character. That's like seeing a spy on your team that's cloaked.
A little bit more shaded.
Oh, okay. So
you can probably make out.
Tell. Yeah. You can tell who you're looking at, except your disguises all look the same.
Right.
This is a purple hat. There's the giant.
Long colored pants.
Okay. Well, what does the stranger do?
The stranger says, let us pick off one of the smaller groups, or one of the groups while we are invisible.
Like smoking mirrors?
Anything. We should get involved.
Let's take out the casters then.
Which ones? All of them are casters.
I'm talking about the ones casting in the center of the formation.
So the stranger...
All right, ready? Go!
And he runs. He splits the group and he runs directly towards the closest. Because these groups of 20 have like about 5 on each side and then 10 in the middle casting.
Okay.
Collective casting of fire. And it looks like the fire imps have noticed the stranger.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm coming back.
And the stranger just drops backwards.
Maybe not a good idea.
He flicks his dagger. Hits one of the fire imps, and fire imps have turned towards him. But the group itself hasn't.
Hmm.
So one of Smoke and Mirrors' subgroups has fallen to another collective group.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
That's a strange turn.
Eros raises his giant wrong-colored hands and fires at the closest enemies.
The closest enemies are a bunch of,
imps?
No, actually, the closest enemies are part of a different group. Are you firing closest enemies of Smoke and Mirrors?
Yeah.
Okay, they are the imps.
Yeah.
The imps have been hit.
Okay.
Just because, like, it's so easy to, like, sit there and target.
Right.
And fire. The Smoke and Mirrors is, that subgroup, I'll call it subgroup A, is noticing things are going around. They start casting something. They start chanting something and looking around the area. Cue roll arcana. No one else is trained in arcana, correct?
Not trained, no.
Let me check.
No.
22.
it's a very obvious kind of sight smell to try and see anything cloaked or invisible.
We got to get out of here. They're gonna find us.
But it looks like it's very local.
Okay, so, yeah, stay away from them, otherwise we're going to get trapped. We got to take them out using range.
Oh, that's my thing. I got that.
What else is...
Eros is going to move and strategically position himself behind Kuro.
Okay.
In a very manly way.
Alright, who's next?
It is now Kuro's turn.
Oh, really? Kuro will use, what's range? Between them and the imps?
What's Kuro trying to hit? Like, well, how far is his range? Kuro's range is like 10, right?
Yeah.
It's within 50 feet. It's not too far. It's maybe about 30 or 40 feet. But they haven't noticed you because you're invisible.
Right.
Defeat.
The stranger emphasizes the thing's performance. He believes that if you don't perform, it'll be
harder.
It's just much more powerful if you perform.
Yes. I am the Wizard of the Mountain! Oh, mountain!
They hear Kuro. People have turned.
Mountain!
Where is that coming from?
Oh, no.
I bring the radiant hand of the mountain. Mountain. Hand of radiant mountain.
The radiant mountain.
Oh, hand of radiance.
Attack 5 targets.
Mountain Wizard! Ooh, Wizard! Mountain! 24 versus Reflex.
Hit.
On the first one. 20 versus Reflex.
Hit.
27 versus Reflex.
Hit.
That's like 37 versus Reflex. 47 versus, yeah. 20 versus Reflex.
Okay, I think that's fine.
That's fine.
So all 5 are hit?
Yeah. 11 plus 2, 13 radiant damage.
For several of the wizard. Oh, wait, how many of them? Five. Five wizards drop. They were not ready for this.
Of course not.
So that the subgroup A is the one that you're attacking?
Yeah, the fire imps.
Oh, you're attacking the fire imps.
Yeah.
Okay, you're attacking the fire imps.
Oh, should I reroll then?
No, it's fine. Okay. The fire imps are clearly damaged and they're searching for the source of this. Any other actions?
Curl will go mountain and then run to another position.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to throw them off. The mountain is over here! Power of the mountain!
Roll bluff.
It's like minus 20.
Super large chain mail.
20.
Oh.
That works.
Who's next?
It is now Ever's turn.
Oh, wow, okay. What groups are out there? Just one?
They're...
That we sort of, like, started targeting around.
Subgroup A has a bunch of fire imps that are damaged now. They've been hit with things that they can't see. And, they're trying to figure out where things are. They're casting mini-sight spells. Just, like, reveal the area. They think that they're pretty sure that something's in.
So they're just trying to cover their base.
They're spreading out a little bit, and as far as Q can figure out, they have to be close to you to see.
Okay.
Another one of Smoke and Mirror's subgroups has fallen to an enormous mass. It's wiping up. It seems to looks like they're targeting Smoke and Mirror because of how quickly about 3/4 of the field has been eradicated by a giant fire spell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to call up my spirit, basically in front of them.
Okay. Whatever direction they're moving, so they kind of run into it. And use musical performance. yeah, so
let me do that. This is versus reflex.
Are you summoning dirt? Or are you summoning the ground?
The ground.
Or plants? Normally the ground, right? Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's the mountain thing?
I thought if I could act on your turn, I would have like brought it up as you were saying.
Mountain.
Okay. Okay. So 14 plus 17, 30.
Is it one target or is it multiple?
31. One creature. So yeah. So they might run into it, but the damage is only to one. So it's whoever's in front.
One of the fire warriors is sorry, what was it? What was the roll?
31.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's the reflex. Alright, I gotta get. Mm-hmm. 14 damage. And until the end of my next turn, any enemy that starts adjacent to my spirit is immobilized.
Was that your turn?
Yeah.
It is Q's turn.
Q, yo, wizard. Wizard, Q, wizard.
This is gonna be
stroke your beard.
This is gonna
wait,
be
wait, we are wizard.
Go!
Yeah, we're making so much noise.
Wizard of the city.
This is gonna be really easy, guys.
Ever's like playing the flute over here.
Yeah.
Urban
right.
Sophistication.
We're making so much noise. We're making so much noise, guys, but this is going to be really easy.
Wizard of the city. Be a wizard of the city.
So, here's the deal, guys. Alright, Eros, I'm going to sweep you up onto the disc. Alright, and we're going to go rampage the crap out of people on the disc.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to hop on the disc, and I'm going to sweep up Eros.
Okay.
So now he's on the disc. and I'm going to charge the imps, and I'm going to use Frostwind Blade and swipe all of them. I'm trying to get all of them.
Okay.
All right. Roll.
Make my... Is it a close blast?
No, it's melee. So I'm going to dart away from the group.
Okay, it's melee one?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to try and, like, dart and sweep in.
I'm going to crazy motorcycle it.
Okay. Roll four times.
Okay. That's going to be 33 versus AC.
Hit.
31 versus AC.
Hit.
25 versus AC.
Hit.
38 versus AC. That's it.
Okay. Roll damage.
All right. And roll damage. It's going to be 15 hold damage.
All right. You're hitting the imps? Any of the fire warriors? Okay, just the imps.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who was in. Yeah, no.
There's two imps, and then there's, there's two fire warriors and five imps.
Can I hit them?
The warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those is being attacked by Ever right now.
Okay. I'll hit the last one then.
Okay.
That's going to be 29 versus AC.
Hit.
Oh, they do the same damage, so that's 15? Still 15.
Okay. You deal 35 damage on each one.
Wow. Okay.
Some of the imps are blooded already.
Okay. Alright.
Subgroup A is panicking because they can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. You didn't quite hit their sight spell.
Yeah.
So you're now, like, right next to them?
I'm kind of close to them, yeah. Eros and I are close to them.
Okay.
So, is that the end of the initiative?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what's happened so far. Smoking Mirrors has lost two groups. Out of their seven groups.
Uh-huh.
You're currently attacking subgroup A.
Yeah.
You see, a mass of Genasi who have allied themselves with each other. Genasi are elemental creatures. And they're fighting back because perhaps even just allied themselves out of pride that the tieflings are winning with fire. They can't have that. So they're pushing back against the mass of smoking mirrors.
Probably lightning.
A lightning, water...
Yeah, everything.
A lot of different things.
Yeah.
You also see a bunch of gnomes together who are trying to summon and cast illusions, trying to pincer attack smoking mirrors. Apparently. They're the biggest target because they did wipe out about three-fourths of the other wizards. The stranger points to a position that is kind of like a cliffside area. He says that maybe they can get up there.
Oh, and keep casting. Wow. That sounds pretty good.
Whose turn is it? The strangers?
Yes.
Yep, the stranger goes first. The stranger barges in. He grabs the nearest wizard. He passes the imps. And as he appears, you see him just kick one wizard into, like, another and trying to, like, knock a bunch of them down.
Like bowling.
He misses the first
attack.
Oh, yeah.
Hits the second one. Hits the third one. Hits the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And hits the stranger just knocked, and he has appeared, and you see the hat.
Hello.
You see, I am a wizard!
Yeah.
Wizard! The Smoking Mirrors group panics because there's suddenly a foreign wizard in the Mister group, and a bunch of them have been knocked down. You hear murmurs of the word Gish, which Q recognizes when we discuss it. So, it's a stranger's turn. He's now amidst Smoking Mirrors, and he tries to shift back towards the dirt, the ground, and stand there.
That's his turn? Eros is up.
Strangers.
Okay. So Eros is on the disc, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eros is gonna try to just keep shooting them in the head and stuff.
You try to do it in any particular way?
He's gonna... Okay.
Wizard of the Coast, use your magic missiles.
Okay.
Magic missiles of the coast.
He's gonna go like, okay. So he's gonna raise his miscolored hands, aim them, right, and say, okay, magic, Crossbow bolts, go!
And he shoots them.
Is he using 500?
You feel faster when you're shooting.
Yeah.
And you're able to roll several times.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. With that half-hearted performance?
Yes. That's why you can attack.
Hey, Christmas man.
Okay, so it's 34 versus AC. Hit. Natural 20.
Ooh.
40 versus AC. 26 versus AC. And then 29 versus AC.
Okay. So when you hit the one...
Four and seven.
You crit with one of them?
Yeah, I crit with one of them. Four, there's like 26, 27. Crit.
It's 22.
40.
That wizard gets nailed.
Right, okay.
And sets the rest of them on fire.
Sets them on fire with my Winter Touch?
No, no, he's casting something.
Okay.
He falls, he's rolling around because there's something in his
that
back.
That sucks.
And he lands on his back and he sets the rest of them
mid-cast.
On fire. Yeah, they're not particularly injured, but they're very distracted.
Does the frost hurt them at all?
Yeah. Roll the damage?
Okay. And no, I'm using like 1,000.
I don't know why.
He just uses two hands, apparently.
That's fine.
To shoot his. Dazzling. Does he have sneak attack?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Eros is so happy. Right now.
Oh yeah. You're invisible.
All right. So that is 20 plus. You know, I'm just gonna keep it up. So I'm gonna keep looking for it. Four damage. Plus 3 is 37, and the targets are rattled.
Okay.
Vulnerable 5, cold.
Okay.
So I return.
Alright. Subdued A is in complete chaos, with the stranger having entered the ranks and arrows shooting down from above.
Okay.
It might take them a while to regather, specifically because they were trying to cast collective spells, so they could be rather really big spells together. Rather than being individually ready for
that. Who's next? It is Kuro's turn.
Okay. I just need to double check. Stranger's in the mist?
In a mist, a little bit closer, a little bit further back.
Okay. So... Is the stranger... Will the stranger get hit by an area attack? Probably, yes, right?
Maybe. But, you know, the stranger wouldn't mind.
Kuro uses Divine Call. The mountain calls you back, wizard of the...
Wind! Stranger flies back much further than the Divine Call would normally
do. Okay.
Oh.
Nice.
Boom! The mountain! Ah. Kuro uses Earth Bolt.
Ooh.
Area Burst 2. In the middle of subgroup A.
Where they're in chaos. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
18, okay.
Roll.
Each creature in burst.
Roll all 20 attacks.
What?
Roll 20 attacks.
20?
It's a close area burst 2.
Area burst 2.
Burst 2. Yeah, 20 attacks.
There are 20 creatures there?
Yeah. You're hitting all the ones.
So there's one miss.
Okay.
27. Oh, no. Sorry. 24 versus Fortitude.
Yeah.
I have to create a table here. One, two, three, four. So many attacks.
Yeah, I'll
six,
write
seven,
the as you
eight,
roll.
Nine, ten. Okay. So one miss, one hit. Second, number
two. Yeah, I'll keep
two,
track
so.
Of misses and hits. I know
okay.
That's what I know what's important for
that. 35 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
28 versus Fortitude. 28 versus
hit.
Fortitude. 23 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
23 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
28 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
30 versus Fortitude. 22 versus Fortitude.
Hit.
27 versus fortitude. 27 versus fortitude. Oh, sorry, that was 37.
This is a dice
out
for this one.
20 versus fortitude.
That's still
hit. 25 versus fortitude.
Yeah.
I have no idea how many of those are. 34 versus fortitude.
Yeah. Well, can I count how many there are?
Five left.
21 versus fortitude.
Yeah.
34 versus fortitude.
Yeah. All right. Maybe one less. Four. Three more.
30 versus fortitude.
Yeah.
36 versus fortitude.
Yeah. One more?
Yep.
Okay, last one is 31 versus fortitude.
Yeah, so only one miss.
Only one miss.
19 hits.
Okay. Damage roll.
Four.
Seven. Plus. 7 plus 11, 18. 18 plus 2, 20 damage. Each hit target is knocked prone. The burst creates a zone of uneven stone, difficult terrain 1.
And
jagged stone.
Does armor of wrath?
There's no additional stuff yet.
Not a covenant of wrath?
There's no covenant of wrath in this one.
Okay.
I already applied Staff of Ruin. Let's
see. So the general damage was what?
Was it 20 damage?
Okay. Subgroup A is not good enough.
They're prone.
They're prone. And
there's one miss, though. So.
Yeah. Okay.
What other groups are nearby?
There's like a big, you know, there's a big group.
Oh, you're right, Marlon. There's a plus one for damage, okay.
For every target that you targeted. Right?
Yeah, one, no. Yeah, yes, each damage, plus one of damage roll for each enemy you attack.
So it was 40 damage, not 20.
For each enemy you attack?
Yes.
Oh my god. I thought it's just 20. Like, oh, each enemy you attack takes one extra damage.
No, it's the amount of enemies in the target at first.
Subgroup
A is down entirely.
Yeah.
It's just like.
That's like 800 damage.
Total.
They're all demolished. Flattened like pancakes.
Wizard of the Mountain!
Mountain!
Oh man.
So
the mountain. Wizard of the Mountain.
Does Guru do anything else?
So you stay in
minor
action yodel.
Yeah, he trades his move for a minor to yodel.
Okay. So the closest subgroup is about 20 feet further away.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
They've split off because they're going to try and, it looks like they're going to try and hit the Ganassi and other groups from the side.
Okay.
It's Ever's turn.
Ever's up,
right?
Okay. Ever is going to use Spirit Infusion on. Yeah.
Thank you!
Hands begin to glow.
Right. You are enveloped by this mountain of earth. And then.
So then. There's this ball of earth flying around now.
Alright, not suspicious at all.
No.
Like this and stuff?
Of course, yeah. Because my hands are 90 degrees in my arm.
Roll six attacks.
Huh?
Roll six attacks and something.
Do you want to just do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it on my phone.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure to use the CG mode.
But... Then a roll 20 app or something?
Yeah. Or did I uninstall it? Because I uninstall it. All the time. I have indeed uninstalled it.
I probably have it somewhere.
I'm gonna go online. Ready?
Yeah.
Roll. Let me scroll.
3D version only.
How many?
6.
You got it?
No, you do it.
What's your plus?
Here.
So
They're listed out there in the. So you totaled them, but.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Wow. All right. What's your plus?
Plus. 20.
Plus 20.
Plus.
No, no, plus 20 to your attack.
Plus 22, sorry.
Plus 22 for your attack?
Yeah.
With combat advantage?
Plus 24.
Okay, all of them hit.
Okay.
Wow.
These wizards are not prepared for this combat. They're wizards.
Right. So, damage is 21.
Let's do it as an area attack.
Sure. 40 damage, something like that?
37 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Some group B is being held in. They don't have any imps or anything out. They just have another group of 20.
No, it's definitely 40.
Okay, 40 damage. They're also vulnerable and
level
and such?
Yep.
Okay. They're looking around for this mountain character who is casting magic missile, wrecking
magic missile.
All right, that was Ever's turn.
Yep.
Right.
That's the best.
It is now Q's turn.
All right, Q's going to use Tesla Floating Bowling Ball. And with Eros on his back, basically. He's going to charge. He's going to charge through the crowd. He doesn't care if he's seen or not. Because he's just going to be screaming at the top
of
the
or the bigger crowd?
Group B.
Okay.
Is everybody in Group B done, or no? There's
no.
still people.
There's still
okay. people. Okay, great. Then he's going to use... Yeah, he's going to use Frostwind Blade, as
sure.
usual. And he's just going to slice up everybody as fast as he can.
Okay, nice.
So...
Is he shouting?
Yeah, he's going to be like...
His sword holds in front of him, and, like, you feel like it's wider than it...
Oh,
so you can
wow.
just run through like a Klingon sword, like buttons.
Okay, sounds good. This would be like,
fake wizards better than real wizards, suckers! That's what he says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, how many attacks did he do?
12.
Okay, so that's 30 versus AC.
Hit.
34 versus AC. 36 versus AC. 31 versus AC.
Hit.
22 versus AC.
Still a hit.
39 versus AC.
Yeah.
37 versus AC.
Okay.
23 versus AC.
Yeah.
36 versus AC.
Okay.
22 versus AC.
Yeah.
28 versus AC.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, roll them as an area attack.
Just one damage?
Yeah, one damage is an area attack. Just speed things
up. That's going to be 17 cold damage.
Ooh, they're vulnerable. Some of them are vulnerable too. What's the vulnerability?
Five.
So it's 21. No, 22 cold.
As you bash through this crowd, a bunch of them are knocked prone. Looks like subgroup B is on its last legs, and you're hurtling toward. But you're seen, and people hear you shout, "Fake wizards are better than real wizards."
Suckers.
Suckers. But the battle raging on between Smoke and Mirrors and the other groups is... There's just, like, tons of, like, crackling of energy and roar of matter. You can feel the energy, like, the arcane might.
That's great.
Throwing it on. Everyone can.
That's great.
Even Eros can sense that there's wizardry going on.
Oh, there's magic, guys!
You're an idiot, Eros!
There's magic in the air!
No!
Tonight.
Okay. So, whose turn was that? Was end of
that's
the list?
End
of the list?
No,
that's
yeah.
end of the piece.
Okay. Smoke and Mirrors has come back and pushed back some of the Ganassi and their allies. They're headed under one of the ruins. Looks like they're trying to establish like a stronghold. Like a place of
are there like pillars?
There are pillars and things like
okay.
that.
Okay, does it look like, am I talking like Greek pantheon type stuff?
Yes. Yeah. It looks like there's just a bunch of pillars and stuff. and archways.
I have a great idea, guys. We're going to take out those pillars.
Let's do it.
And we're going to crash them right on top of them.
Sounds good.
And they're not going to be able to do anything.
Okay. Who's next?
The stranger.
The stranger is headed in that direction. He uses Quicksilver Motion, Swift Flight, and just combines them. He's bolting over there. He's at the base of one of the pillars.
Okay.
He's trying to knock it down by punching and kicking and shouting, "Magic! Magic! I am doing magic! Magic!" The invisibility has worn off.
Oh,
so I was just gonna ask.
Squirrel notices. "Behold, we are the wizards of the mountain, the field, the wind, the forest. Oh, there's too many. There's no field. The city.
Yes.
And the wizard of the coast."
Who started it?
Eros' turn.
Okay, what does Eros do?
Does Eros have combat advantage?
On what?
On pillars.
Behold!
No.
Behold!
He's gonna...
Behold!
He's gonna use... Yeah, he's just gonna shoot it.
He's gonna shoot the pillar?
Yeah, he's gonna shoot the pillar.
Is he using anything in particular?
His pillar busters.
Is he gonna use any of the explosive bolts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eros has those. Who's going to use those? Eros takes out his explosive bolts, puts them in, right?
He just hands it like this.
So,
like this.
How do you... This is a hand and another hand.
I have to go in the room like this, and then come, and I'm ready. And I lower the arm, and I shoot it at the stranger's pillar.
Okay. Roll in time.
Okay.
You better not miss it.
So, it's 34, since I don't have combat advantage. And it does that hit? Okay. So it's gonna do...
Yes, magic! We are doing magic!
30 damage.
Explosion!
30 damage.
All the time. All the time.
It's teetering. It's turn is next.
It is now Kuro's turn.
Kuro runs over and will stop about 10 feet short of the ruins. I am the wizard of the mountain.
So good at role.
Behold the power, the chocolatey power of the mountain.
Chocolatey power.
Thunder of Fudgment from the Fudge Mountain. Okay, he's Thunder of Judgment. On the nearest three of the group, okay?
Nearest three pillars, or...?
No, nearest three creatures.
Okay.
Okay. You'll see what's happening. 33 versus Fortitude.
Okay.
Higher than 33 versus Fortitude.
Yeah.
22 versus Fortitude.
Also a
hit. Okay. Fudge waves. They're swept up with chocolatey goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, that's 16, and then plus 3. 16 plus...
19 damage?
19 damage, yeah.
Which group were you talking to? Subgroup B? Or subgroup...
It's the group underneath taking refuge in the ruins. Is that subgroup B?
Oh, okay. No, that's actually the...
She's going like this.
That's another group, another part of the...
performing.
Of Smoke and Mirrors?
Of Smoke and Mirrors.
Okay.
And they're right next to, they're both groups. So Smoke and Mirrors is over here.
Yeah.
This other group, with the Ganassi and such, and other allies, are pushing into the ruins, trying to take the ruins.
Okay.
Do you attack Smoke and Mirrors?
Yeah.
Closest three, okay.
Closest three? Okay. Then Kuro will use, are they in range? Let me see if they're in range. He'll spend an action point.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay.
He spends an action point to take it to use a.
Sorry, what?
Action point, is that encounter?
You've had enough milestones that you have another one.
We have two action points.
For encounter or for.
You start with one. When you wake up, you start with one action point. Okay, and then once you go through two encounters, you gain another action point.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but then when you take an extended rest, your action point comes back. I guess.
Goes back down to one.
Goes back down.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, spending an action point, you what?
He will just use. Yeah, he'll use Rain of Bread on the same people.
Bread loaves.
Taste the mountain's bread. Does it make any sense?
Taste the mountain.
Mountains of bread. Okay, it's burst one.
Yeah.
10 squares, so he's trying to hit the most densely populated area.
Mm-hmm. Roll. Roll attacks.
It's just... You gotta...
Let me do the... So, 31,
yeah.
31.
Alright, just keep rolling unless you hit underneath 20.
Okay.
Is it fortitude?
Yeah, versus fortitude.
Yeah, under, actually under, under 20.
Distracting.
No, it's not.
Sort of.
Who's up next?
Who's going on
now? Kuro? Is it Evernote?
After, yeah.
Okay.
Well, after Kuro's done this.
I'm just going to do the same thing again.
Okay, so I'll be running.
Yeah.
It's so late. It's okay.
Fine. I mean, so far I haven't needed to, right?
Yeah,
I'd rather save
super
myself.
Super damage. I want super damage.
Well, I mean, this is basically Eros. Like, okay. Sly Flourish.
Yeah.
Eros will...
Let me think about this.
He uses ultimate
move. I need to change up my strategy.
No, yeah.
Hold on. You gotta think about this. Do I want common advantage and damage? Or do I want damage with common advantage?
Okay, yeah, there was one miss.
Okay, one miss.
Wait, where is everyone compared to the groups?
Kuro's near
the ruins. Stranger is near the pillars, past the group. There might be someone attacking him too, but like, he's near the pillar, not
yeah.
The
and they're like over the other one.
There, the two of them, they just like bulldoze through, or I should say bowling ball through. Bowling ball.
16.
Or we're floating.
16
we're floating.
Plus 30.
46
damage.
Wow. Plus another, did you add Covenant of Wrath?
No, the 46 damage is including Covenant of Wrath. It starts with, it was 16 damage, then I added 30.
Oh, it's 12 attacks.
Huh?
Sorry, did I say 30 attacks?
You said 30. I mean, how do they even fit there? Are they on top of each other? Whatever.
I said 12.
Okay. That's fine. There was one miss then. So it's just 16 plus 16 plus 12, yeah.
Okay.
So it's 28 damage.
The groups are looking. The groups have found. Obviously, you're all visible again.
Right.
So the groups see you again. And they're like.
Okay. They have all. They're all vulnerable 5. Okay. And at this point, there's
anything?
An.
Yep.
All damage, and at this point, there's an earthquake.
What the hell? As an after effect, there's an earthquake.
Yeah, and then there's an earthquake.
How big is an earthquake?
It's a close burst. It's close burst 10. Any creature was hit. Oh. Well, the earthquake should have taken place before the Hand of Radiance, right? It's when you spend an action point to take an extra action.
Oh my god.
So I guess the earthquake happened while he was firing Hand of Radiance. And so anyone hit... Not Hand of Radiance.
With a Thunder of Judgment.
Thunder of Judgment, yeah. Thunder of Judgment. So all the people who were hit were not prone.
Yeah.
And then there's an earthquake, and I guess like the ruins are probably collapsing. There's a good chance.
Yes, the ruins are collapsing.
And then the prone people.
Is it only the earthquake only happens to the prone people?
No, the earthquake happens close burst 10.
Just on everyone.
Pretty
close
much
burst 10. That's everything in close burst 10 there's an earthquake.
Is
difficult
to Covenant of Wrath affected? What are the features of Covenant of Wrath?
Effect, you gain a standard action this turn. What the hell? Oh, that's part of the action point.
Okay.
I'm like, you get another. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's no effect of Covenant of Wrath on the.
Are you sure?
Stonecaller's action because that's an action point effect.
Oh my
it's
god.
Not an attack.
It's close burst 10. Everything just gets hit.
Yeah. Any creature you hit while it is in the burst is knocked prone after. After the attack's effects are resolved. Yeah.
Let's not even roll the attacks. It's close burst 10.
Close burst 10.
And it's an 11 by 11 area.
Does the ruins fall?
The ruins collapse.
Yes. We did it. We did it.
There are like 5,000 people left.
There's like one subgroup left.
Okay.
Of smoke and mirrors. Everyone else is underneath the ruins.
That sucks.
Everyone else
because of the ruins. There's an earthquake. The ruins
wrecked.
Collapse.
So right.
There's one subgroup left.
The fudge and bread.
Subgroup S.
That's how collapse
is. Is that Kuro's turn?
Yes.
It is now Ever's turn.
Right.
Okay. I got this.
You're not holding it like that.
Eros is gonna think about it. He's gonna do okay, magic sly flourish, and he's gonna shoot the whatever.
The powers of the forest and the coast combine.
Yeah.
He shoots.
Wizard. You're the wizard of the marsh.
Magic, and he shoots.
You're now the wizard of the marsh.
Roll six attacks.
Okay. No problem.
This is magic card.
Wizard of the marsh.
Okay, so he rolls a...
Are any of them under 20?
No.
Wizard of the coconut trees.
Oh, wait, no. One is. And it's a 1. It's a crit fail.
Oh, no. Marlon, he crit failed.
Marlon, Eros crit failed.
Crit failed how many?
1.
1?
Oh.
All right.
There's time. No, no, no campaign, you know, no session is complete without the second roll. Are you ready? Alright. Here we go. There we go. And he's floating right now, right?
Yep.
Oh, so much can go wrong. Here we go.
God.
No!
Oh,
no! Surprise!
So upset.
Oh, no.
It's
and it was the last
fail.
The last shot was the crit fail.
He's using the Thousand Leaf Maple Emperor, right?
Yeah.
So it's like this?
Yeah.
What is this? The hand explodes.
What did I shoot the hand?
Yeah, it just kind of goes. Like it jams and explodes.
Oh, god damn it. In my face? Next to Q?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yo! Yo, we got wrecked!
Yo, we're gonna get so screwed.
Alright, now what?
So Q and Eros have been knocked off their disc.
Oh, my god.
Okay.
Roll 6d6 for the damage of the explosion.
Okay.
Do I roll that too?
Yeah. I mean, roll for both of you.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. You're so screwed.
Were you flying towards the ruins?
16,
yes.
Actually.
16.
16 total.
That's it?
Okay. It's a 1552210.
Okay.
10. Oh, no, that it's a plus here.
Okay. You're falling off the disc.
Uh-huh.
You have about 40 feet to hit the ground. Nice.
Oh, my God. Could I try to make an action?
Is it your turn?
It would be my turn next.
Yeah. Actually, that was Everett's turn, right?
Everett, do you have any more actions before I take an action?
Oh, you're right. Eros can't even do anything.
No,
oh,
you're just...
No.
Wait, so you guys are falling now?
Yes.
I'll keep falling.
They're about 40, 50 feet up.
Because I blew up.
I'm going to use something. I want to try and catch them.
Okay.
With my spirit. So I guess I'd have to use an action point to do that, right?
Yes.
Because I've already taken one out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. Okay.
Eros nods.
Yes. So I'm going to, like, this time I'm going to grow plants to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try and intent.
Yeah.
Are you singing loudly?
Yes. And,
very quickly.
So it's not necessarily stopping you, but it's
gonna
slowing down
your fall.
Yeah.
Are there, like, thorns where Eros is?
Probably.
Is falling
just,
into
yeah.
thorns?
Yeah.
No. After this?
You know what? Because we, you know, I keep putting my spirit.
That's true.
In
your face.
You.
That's true. So we're like.
Yeah,
we're connected now.
In
deeply.
In some way.
That's so gross.
Or rather, you just know that he's the only one who can handle that. And
you're the only one who can handle my spirit
in
you.
Me. I can take the spirit into me.
Your body is right. Sorry, to go you nose.
So who's up?
That's
next.
So gross.
Okay, I'll work on it.
I'm good.
It is now Q's turn.
Okay. So Q is falling right now, right? Q's kind of falling right now. So what Q's gonna do is that, Marlon, you're gonna tell me what type of action this is.
Sure.
Q is going to summon the disc to sweep under him.
Okay, Arcana.
Okay.
Under him?
Yes.
And?
That's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, man!
That's it.
I see how it is.
That's 23. 23.
Yeah. It may reach you next turn.
Go get ready.
Q's gonna action point.
Okay.
Q wants this to happen. Q's gonna try again.
Okay. It's pretty close to you.
Okay. Should I roll Arcana?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. It's 27.
It sweeps under Q.
Okay. Q's gonna make a disc dash towards the last subgroup.
This is Eros' face right now.
Yeah.
I'm falling.
Oh, sorry.
He like bypasses Eros. He's like,
is Q disc surfing?
Oh, pretty much. And he's just like,
he doesn't have Eros taking half the space. On
no, no. Q can do as much shit as he wants. He's just like floating.
So he's silver surfing it.
He's silver surfing.
Google glasses.
Oh, yeah.
The whole entire way. He's gonna go to the last subgroup.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much though.
And he's going to drop. He's going to jump off the disc and drop into the ground, into the middle of the group, casting. He's going to cast. What's it called? Sword Burst, right in the middle of the group.
Okay.
Close Burst 1.
Is he shouting Sword Burst?
No, he doesn't do that.
What does he do?
He's just going to spin his blade and then just slam it into the ground.
Okay.
And he's gonna go Kopesh first,
yeah.
So he doesn't take the blood with his
right, because he can catch himself.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's what he's gonna do. How many people can I attack?
It's sort of close first one,
mm-hmm.
Half of him.
Yep.
He's in the middle of subgroup F.
Okay.
12 attacks.
Okay.
Is this, what is this in? Fortitude or reflex?
This is reflex.
Ooh, okay. Anything under 25. Sorry, 28.
28?
Yeah.
Under what?
Under 28.
Under 28.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
you've seen this before. Mm-hmm. All the eyes are heavy.
So he hit 7 of them.
Out of 12.
Out of 12.
Nice. Okay. Full damage.
He's gonna do 10 force damage.
Force damage.
Mm-hmm.
Any other effects?
That's it.
Okay. That's Q's turn.
That's the end of
subgroup. Subgroup F sees Q and pounds on him.
Okay.
They try to.
The earthquake is still happening.
What?
Oh, it keeps going.
Until it begins the furrows next turn and it's difficult terrain.
In
the close burst 10.
Oh, okay.
Around Kuro.
His
close
wasn't caught in the blast. They were far off. The tail end of...
Right, but if they get in the close burst 10, it's a difficult terrain still. Because the earthquake is still happening.
That's ridiculous.
Still happening.
Okay.
It's a 50-foot radius burst. Earthquake. It's still shaking.
She's just going like this. Hit me. Hit me. Just hit me once. Touch me. I dare you.
6 magic missiles come out and pitch.
Okay.
Hit Q.
What? Against what?
This magic missile doesn't miss.
Oh, that's right. It doesn't miss. Okay, that's great. I'm going to use... Frost Backlash.
Okay, so 6 magic missiles hit you once. Delay...
Oh.
Dealing 32 damage.
Okay.
How far away were they from where we started?
Sorry.
How far away were they when they started falling from where we initially started?
About 20 feet horizontally. 25 feet horizontally.
Okay, that's fine.
They wouldn't.
Right. Because I was just worried that...
They wouldn't reach.
Yeah.
No.
Then
no.
In which case, Ever would have moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering...
He's going to use Frost Backlash.
Alright, roll the attacks.
Okay, so, let's see. 12? How many people am I rolling against?
You're rolling against 6.
6.
I have random.org. Or do you have a thing?
Under what number? 28?
Is it reflex?
It's a reflex, yeah.
28.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 hits.
Out of 6?
Yes.
Okay, so roll the damage.
Going to roll 3d8, if I remember correctly. 3d8, plus 2. 30 cold damage.
5 of these wizards are down.
Okay. He's locking eyes with the last one. You still want to do this? That's Q's turn.
Yeah, there's about 4 wizards left. Okay. That's not Q's turn, because I was...
Oh yeah, that's Q's. That's Q's interrupt.
Immediate interrupt. It's the stranger.
Stranger.
The stranger is underneath the rubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stranger tries to get out. You hear rampant digging. The stranger barely survived the...
If I'm not back and set on my turn, just go.
Okay.
You need to go to the
bathroom.
Yes. If I live.
But don't make it back.
Right. Got it.
Alright.
That's the stranger's turn, is it?
Eros.
Okay.
How far away from the ground is Eros?
It was falling 40, so he's now about 30 or 25.
If he continues to fall, will he take damage?
Well, he actually being slowed.
Right.
Yes.
He still takes damage.
He will still take damage because he's falling about 40, 50.
A memory of Q passing, waving, comes floats to Eros's head again.
Eros is going to try to, while doing a flip, in the most performancey way possible, he's going to attempt to...
What, a wizard flip?
Yeah, he's going to do a magical wizard flip using his acrobatics or whatever, you know, his acrobatic skills. From the old days, right?
Very old school wizard.
Right, and he is going to shoot a crossbow bolt at the ground and attempt to crossbow bolt jump. Explosive crossbow bolt jump. AKA maybe a rocket jump. He's gonna try to rocket jump and strafe into the midst of the fight.
What's the mass of a crossbow bolt?
Can you see the disc? Yeah. The arrow's able to see the disc.
The mass of a crossbow bolt is probably like, at most, 3 pencils.
Yeah, but the explosiveness is gonna send. I'm using the explosive bolts.
Yeah, they're explosive, but they're not rocket bolts. It's still propelled by the elasticity of the string.
Kind of want Dylan to come back.
You're just asking to try.
Eros is going to try to shoot not at the ground so much as the closest thing underneath him. Right, if there are vines there, he'll maybe explode the vines and then jump right off of that, so he doesn't have to have the explosion be
but
that
isn't
big.
Won't the vines? Doesn't
well,
that?
Okay,
like,
okay. Eros, roll the attack.
Okay.
Can you see the disc? Can you try to land on the disc?
Yeah.
You're trying to cause the explosion to knock you back. Not the bolt. Because the bolt is... Alright, momentum is transferred... One ounce.
I mean, like,
it's explosive.
And then it explodes, but you're trying to have the wave of explosion.
Right, I'm going to try to surf the wave
of
the explosion.
Of the
not just the bolt.
No, yeah, yeah. Like a TF2 rocket jump.
I think we're
going
to have to turn off that fan because it keeps blowing
and stuff.
Okay. Later.
Sure,
that's fine.
So does Eros have combat advantage against the ground?
No.
Okay. So
he's going to sneak attack the ground.
He's going to sneak attack. It's going to be 42. Oh, it's a natural.
It's a natural crit?
Yeah, it's a crit.
It's a crit against the vine.
Mm-hmm.
That's disappointing.
Because it's actually going to work.
That's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. Eros explodes the bolt on the vine right as he passes it.
Yeah.
And the explosion pushes Eros. Roll 1d8.
4.
He's rocket jumping.
Eros is trying to rocket jump with his explosive bolt off a vine midair. Unfortunately, he crit, so we can't end it let it end in failure.
Stupid.
Oh,
what'd you roll?
Of course.
4.
It's propelling you perpendicular to the way you want to go.
Okay. Not the worst. How far off the ground am I still?
You went up slightly.
Oh, no! Okay. So, Eros, with his performance, shoots, flies now, like he's looking this way, right, to go, and he goes, and he's moving perpendicular, right?
You're an idiot.
And he's just yelling, hopefully as a free action. He takes his free action, he's going to yell to Q and be like, Q, I'm in trouble.
What are you,
I'm
hungry?
I'm going to die.
You're hungry again.
Roll 2d10.
Okay.
You're hungry again. I told you to eat something.
6.
Bad for your gout.
Roll?
Yeah.
Okay. And 5?
11.
Take 11 fire damage from the explosion.
Okay.
That's not even your fall damage yet.
Oh, yeah. And I went up, right?
Yep.
You went up slightly.
11 fire damage.
But your velocity kind of reset, so you're not falling from 40, you're falling from... Or 40 or 50, you're falling from 30.
You went up 30 feet from the ground?
You didn't hit the ground, you hit a vine as you were passing it.
Right.
And you just popped him up slightly. But now he's not... The apex was about 30 feet, rather than... 50,
45. Oh my god, it's still bad. It's still
can
really bad.
Does Eros have any? No,
Eros has no air control.
Damn. Eros is pissed. That's the end of Eros' turn.
And Eros is light.
Basically.
Yo, can Eros take actions while he's flying through the air?
Only free actions.
Oh.
Yo, you have one free action.
Just to crap my pants?
No. Is it a minor or is it a free action to take a stance?
Minor action to take.
Damn it.
No. Is he wearing the helm?
Yes.
Always.
Is it a free action?
It's a free action.
Oh, it's a free action.
My God. Take the stance.
All right. If the free action, he's going to wait a second. He might not be alive in a second, but you know what I mean. Because it's Everstar.
Is it Eros' eyes darting back and forth looking for a maple leaf somewhere? Where? Come on.
Yeah, Eros goes out to Kuro. Yeah, it's Kuro's turn.
Wait, that was Everest's turn.
No.
Right?
No,
it wasn't.
That was
Eros's turn.
Because the stranger was digging
and
out.
Then Everest's turn is basically Eros's turn again. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Not anymore.
He's useless.
Eros could be dead.
Man. Kuro's caused an earthquake and everything.
Yeah. There are about 3 or 4 wizards left.
How far are they? Are they pretty far, right?
Yeah, they're pretty far. They're out.
All right, the earthquake ends.
Finally.
So it's no longer difficult terrain.
All of your attacks were supposed to be doing +2 damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And +2 attack.
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make that much difference.
Right,
yeah. You're already those bonus, but...
Yeah. But that's good. I like damage. Wait, how much health did Eros start with?
What do you mean?
Did he have full health?
He had full health, but he's used like 4 or 5 healing surges at this point.
Okay.
Through the day.
Cool.
He's fine then. How many healing surges do you have left?
Two.
Two? Or one?
One.
So there's
one
group left. There's only 4
wizards left.
Okay,
so... At all.
4 wizards?
Yeah.
Are they in range of range 10?
No.
No, they're not.
Slightly outside of your...
Because the earthquake would have not
right.
Done that.
So you can move, like, once.
Alright. The... Kuro is saying stuff about mountains, and behold, and mountains, and... Moving towards, just moves his normal speed towards the remaining wizards. Unless they're spread out.
No, they're all in the subgroup F.
Okay,
we're right next to you.
Towards subgroup F, right? And then when he's in range, he'll use a Hand of Radiance.
He'll be able to hit 3 targets.
Okay. Oh, I can actually roll now. 33 versus Reflex. 30 versus Reflex. 28 versus Reflex.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, 13. 15 radiant damage.
Okay, these wizards are bloody.
Okay.
Okay, now it's my
turn. Yep. It's Everest's turn.
Yes. I am going to use Hammer of the Grasping Tides, which I assume means that grabbing them is tides. From the coast. But not for me.
Oh.
Okay.
But you're using it on the,
It's close first, too.
So it actually would have to be near your spirit. So you
yes.
Can move your
so,
spirit.
Well, yeah. Okay. So my spirit more or less dissipated after he, like, ran out.
Wasted
everything.
Yeah. It's a bad situation.
So I give up on him.
Okay.
Yes.
Right?
Good choice.
And instead, I call my spirit in front of the remaining wizards
okay.
And blast them. So that does. Can I get 5 in here? Alright, 18 plus 17.
35.
Versus Reflex.
Versus Reflex?
Uh huh.
Alright, that hits.
Okay.
How many targets did they hit? Every.
All of them.
So 4. Just roll 4
yep.
Times.
4 times a hit?
Yeah, it's all 4 different times.
18 again.
Okay.
13. 9 plus 17.
Versus Reflex? It's close first, right? Close first. 2. You guys grant a combat advantage because you're a spirit.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
It hits.
8 plus 17.
17 is 25. That's gonna miss.
Okay. Do I roll damage separately?
Well, 17. Yeah, yeah. No, you roll damage now.
Okay. So I already rolled my damage.
Okay.
So...
6 plus...
5.
11.
11. And... they are slowed until the end of the next turn.
Okay.
Are there any allies in the burst?
Me.
You.
Okay. You gain +2 to your speed and +7 to your defenses against opportunity attacks. So if you want to move. It's not as useful as like everything, but it's...
No, that's super
that's
useful.
That's actually super useful for you.
That's super useful.
Yeah.
Because that means I can...
Oh, yeah. You're a little faster and you can move.
Yes.
And Q does counterattacks.
I can do counterattacks.
Okay. So it's Q's turn?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's right. True.
Q is
nice.
Going to use...
Right.
Oh, yes. Q's going to use Seed of Fire. He's going to take one... He's going to lock eyes with one caster, and he'd be like...
Is it a Seed of Fire? Or...
Seed.
Oh.
Seed of Fire.
He's going to go like this.
You ate something really spicy.
Oh, God.
Seed.
God damn it. Q's just gonna be like, come here. He's just like,
this is like a full 6 seconds, so.
Yeah, it's just like, he puts his Kopesh on the ground like this.
I have candy. Come here.
You have the Halloween candy in Eric's basement.
Your creepy candy van has failed, and the tiefling is ignoring you, trying to get away.
Shouldn't he get
a
roll for that?
He's just like...
He's just so beyond creepy.
He just gives up and picks up his Kopesh and he taps somebody else and lights him on fire. And then pushes him to the rest of them. So that's going to be Seed of Fire. It's going to be against him. And that is 32 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So... Hugh is going to do... Oops. He's going to do 14 fire damage.
Fire damage, okay.
Correct. And then he's going to push the creature towards everybody else and try to light them on fire.
Okay.
He's going to... So that's against three others?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to make three attacks against Reflex. Okay, that's 23 versus Reflex.
Yes.
And that's going to be 39 versus Reflex.
Okay.
And that's going to be... 32 versus Reflex.
Okay.
Then he's going to do to the two that he hit, he deals 12 fire damage.
It doesn't look like this fire damage is doing very well against the two.
Okay.
They're on fire again. More of
them. Okay.
Okay. It's their turn. They start trying to retreat. And they use magic missile.
Okay.
He takes... He takes 17 damage.
He's going to use channel shields. He's going to negate that by 10.
So take 7 damage?
Yep.
Alright. That's their turn. The stranger is trying to dig his way out of the ruins. And you hear a dig, 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 dig. Dig, 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 dig. You hear some words that Douglas Van Buren would have said. Dug, dig, dig, dug, dig. It's Eros' turn. Eros is currently flying in this kind of direction. Everything else is going on over there. Even the stranger's over there. Eros is going...
Eros is going to use his move action to try to strafe in the air.
Glide using the cloak?
Yeah. Can he glide using the cloak?
Using angular momentum.
Roll 1d20.
He's going to use angular momentum.
Amazing way possible. So like, I'm magical flying man. And he starts to sing.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
All right.
He's going to take a free action to cover his left ear.
So he rolls a 4 for this action. But he gets a huge performance bonus, I know, so...
he attempts the same.
roll a performance check. Basically, roll a charisma check.
No, to make Ross sing.
What does that mean? I have to roll under or over?
No, just roll add your charisma modifier.
So like 11.
Yeah.
So 18.
18.
Eros should now sing what he's singing. Wait.
Sing
man.
The song of the gliding wizard of the coast.
It's real short.
Okay.
Here I go. You should know. Magic wizard, Eros. I fly.
So you rolled a 4 earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, add a -5 to that. So now it's -1.
Okay.
Eros is speeding towards the ground.
Okay.
And his robe is falling off.
Are you naked?
No, he's got a normal clothes.
Oh, this is like... boom.
Eros has like one of the hands.
One of the hands is still on him.
Just like...
how far from the ground is Eros?
It's currently decreasing.
Okay.
And he's about 10 feet off the ground.
Do it.
Eros.
No,
Eros
is
gonna assume the stance.
The what?
Nope.
What stance?
It's the stance.
What stance?
What stance? What stance is he gonna assume?
He's gonna assume...
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Where's my goddamn stance? He's gonna assume the wrathful aspect supreme field marshal stance, which is courageous, beautiful, supreme, majestic, and aura.
Can you show us what it looks like?
He's in midair. He's naked, probably, without his robe. In his broken hand... he's gonna go like this.
But there's another hand
onto
the crossbow.
and they're
already going like this, yeah.
And he's gonna be like, oh shit, help me up, man. As he's falling.
Does he hear the sound of galloping horses?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing this.
As if the world slows down. Right. And thankfully for everyone else, it's not slowing down because he's naked.
This is the
stillness.
This is the worst song.
It's the best song. It's for meditating.
Sound galloping horses.
Yeah.
Fresh snow.
The palm comes down on the ground. And this one splinters because it's the fake hand.
Right.
And here comes the crossbow. And the crossbow is knocked from Eros's hand.
Oh, god damn it. With the hand.
And his hand hits the ground. Coming down and rolls off his fingertips. He does a hands.
What?
Even Eros is.
Roll 1d8.
Wow. That's it.
4 damage. 4.
Damage. Eros is hurtling towards the ruins now.
What?
His hand spring.
At what speed? Oh my god.
He's sprung and he's spinning. Eros is...
I don't have... Eros doesn't have a weapon.
He does no longer has his crossbow on.
The dagger's attached to the crossbow.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was knocked from his hand.
Oh, jeez. All right. What happens to Eros?
Eros is hurtling towards
right.
The ruins. where a couple of the walls are still standing.
Great. That's the end of Eros' turn, then.
No, it's fast enough that he reaches.
Yeah,
oh, he does
it's
reach
the
it
speed of galloping horses.
Oh.
Roll 1d20.
Okay. He rolled a 9.
Okay. His hand lands on top of the wall and slips.
Nice.
Okay. Eros just is back in the air.
What? How far up?
It doesn't seem to charge anything.
Does it taste hurting?
Oh, wait. I think.
Never
mind.
We're good. It was almost
10 feet up.
Okay.
But he's still moving through it.
Okay.
Horses.
Just like video
in the,
cutscenes.
In the snowy forest.
That's the end of Eros' turn.
Yes.
Supreme Grand Field Marshal face. With
Naked Eros is
arms,
now flying.
Arms like Shiva.
And the Shiva with the Chinese spear.
Okay,
it's
Kuro's
turn.
Kuro's turn.
Have they noticed the Naked Eros flying through the air?
It's hard not to notice the Naked Eros.
Everyone is watching.
Unfortunately.
And the Kuro uses Hand of Radiance.
I don't worry about it.
On,
there's three targets left.
There's still three? Okay.
Oh, there's four targets, yeah.
Okay, closest three. 32. 32 versus Reflex. 36 versus Reflex.
It's fine.
31 versus Reflex.
Okay. Damage?
13 plus 15, 15 plus 3, 18 damage.
One with his left.
Wow.
All three of those are down.
Okay.
Okay, any other actions?
How far is Eros flying past Kuro?
Eros, like, bounced off of the ruins, and he's probably gonna fall out of the arena.
Great.
Okay, so he's out of reach.
He's gonna probably like reach the side of the arena in like a moment.
Oh well, it's fine.
Good luck, everybody.
Okay, it's Ever's
turn. Okay.
One wizard left.
I will have Eros with the wizard. Or no, you're hitting something else, right?
I'm in midair. I can do whatever I need to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a crossbow.
You have no weapon.
You have no weapon.
He'll drop his crossbow.
He doesn't have a weapon.
I can channel my inner.
All right. Never mind.
So you see Eros. Unfortunately, you see Naked Eros cartwheel and handspring across and fly and kind of bounce off the top of a wall.
His jug
yeah,
is just
no.
Like smacking in the air.
Ever stops looking.
That's a good choice.
Okay,
Q's right next to him.
Yeah, then I'll, well, I don't know, I'll do something on Q.
Are you gonna use on Q?
Yeah.
All right. Infusion on Q?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Q, does that, it's a melee basic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's,
or well, whatever kind of basic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a 30 versus AC.
Hit.
Yay.
That's gonna be 12. 12 basic damage.
Enemies down.
Yes.
The puzzle party has won.
Where's Eros? Is he okay?
So, the four important members of the puzzle party have taken virtually no damage. And Eros roll 2d10.
Okay.
1d10 for fall damage, 1d10 for the speed you're moving.
This is like all like a cutscene. Eros is just like sitting there bandaged in like a pile of shit.
2d10?
Yep.
Where is it?
QCD Gordon.
Is it outside of the arena there's a bouncy mat or something? It's
nine.
Like a.
Total.
Take 9 damage.
Alright.
Ever looks for Eros' robe.
Ever finds Eros' robe, and attached to it is a small ball.
Ever's just gonna pick up the ball.
pick up the doll.
Alright.
Like he lets go of the rope.
Okay. I hold it.
He's a doll. You just hold it?
I just hold it. And I pick up the rope. And then I...
And you, like, drag the rope.
I, like...
Like a blanket.
I carry it.
Like the... Ross takes it and throws it on the ground. And then puts it on after he throws it on.
So you see all this, like, pixelated crap? Like, his junk is all, like... It's pixelated.
And he's pissed.
It's no longer pixelated.
It was useless.
Yes, we... The consummate wizards of wizardry.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
The great wizards.
We are done being fake wizards. The stranger pulls off his robe and also throws it on the ground and then gives it to Eros.
Cover up.
Arbitrator, transport to ropes. 100 accepted.
Oh,
you are teleported to ropes.
And it... Oh.
I've asked the arbitrator if there was any sort of score.
Yeah, what do we get for that?
For doing that. Or
ask the arbitrator?
Sort of, yeah.
Arbitrator simply announced that the puzzle party has won.
And then immediately the stranger transports them to ropes.
The stranger transports them immediately to ropes.
Why?
Do we get a reward?
The arbitrator states that some chops were given.
Mm-hmm.
1,300 chops.
Wow.
Okay.
To the party?
To the party.
Sorry.
To each individual and then the party.
Nice.
That's great. All
right, not bad. I'm down.
The stranger, well, they're transported to the ropes, but ropes hasn't started yet. Ropes is going to happen in about...
Wait, so where are we? Where are ropes?
Ropes is, it looks like an obstacle course of some sort.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Is it a ropes course?
It's a ropes course.
Ah, I didn't even think of that.
Like a high ropes course?
I was imagining like a table with like pieces of rope.
Oh, really?
On it? Yeah, I was like...
I thought...
I imagined exactly like a rope, like we're climbing a rope, we're running a rope, not a table.
Or like...
Not tying, is it not tying?
Yeah, and then the second one was like you had to climb the rope.
Oh, okay, so
know?
Then we get ready.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's just different activities with ropes.
Yeah. And then like, the third one is just a rope and you have to figure out
like,
what you're supposed
there
to
are
do.
Actually, there actually are climbing ropes above. And there's just, like, nets and such.
Yeah.
And little wooden platforms, things like that. But there are, like, there's a rope wall, kind of, like, a net walk where you have to go across, and there's just kind of a pit underneath. So all kinds of rope-like things.
Or tightrope walking?
There might be tightrope walking. We'll see. We're going to take a break?
Yeah,
okay.
Break.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
what?
So you have a cotton swab.
Yeah.